Big Hits 102.5, 1330, WBTM, and James Buckner. Welcome in, man.
Hey, hey, how are you?
Doing fine, doing good. Fine. Glad you could make it in. Called all these folks last week because when people listen to a conversation with somebody, it's a little more personal. You get also in the voice how much what things mean to them. You know, I'd rather
talk. Absolutely.
It's the difference between a text and a conversation.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people don't have the time to go to the forums, if y'all have noticed, because we're all busy.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we've had four or five forums, and the mm-hmm. most that we've had was probably 40 people at one of them. So they need to get out and see it, you know. But I appreciate you guys for having us here today and allowing us to share what we plan on doing here in the next 4 years.
And you guys, as guys and ladies, as hard as you work campaigning, as many doors as you have to knock on.
Sheesh.
Yeah, you deserve a chance to sit down, just take a break, and just chat about it.
Yeah, that's right, man. So, thanks a lot. You know, I've worn out one pair of tennis shoes this time already, and I think I'm going to go buy another pair today because it's going to be a busy weekend.
Save them, because when you're retired, you can say, these are the tennis shoes I wore out running for council. It'll mean something then.
Yeah, but I think my wife will throw those things away first chance she gets.
And I don't know why they do that, because to us, old clothes are friends.
They are, yeah.
This is my buddy that went to the Zep concert.
You know, they've been through a lot with us, right?
Yes, yeah. And when it comes to shoes, we're not that worried about style. So
Unless
we're going somewhere trying to impress somebody. And here we go. But running for council, I'll ask you the same things I've asked other people.
Let's go.
Then, first of all, in terms of the potential raise for the emergency workers, first responders, not the raise in terms of salary, but raising their retirement. Do you feel that's something that should be done? And how do you think it should be paid for? A couple of options.
Yeah, you know, we do have a ton of options on how we're going to come up with the funds for that. Actually, our city manager, Ken Larkin, sent out a really nice email yesterday giving us several options that'll be presented to us on May 3rd at the budget work session. So, yeah, I think it's very necessary that we do that. We need to be competitive with other municipalities around us. And in order to do that, we're going to have to raise this multiplier up. What we are right now essentially is a training ground for other cities around us. So we train an officer, we train a firefighter, and they're out of here in 2 or 3 years.
Go somewhere for a raise.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of bad.
We bear the cost of training them and getting them up to speed. Then they put that resume together and go to Richmond or Charlottesville or somewhere.
Right. Well, not even that far away, man. You know, some of our police officers are going just right down the road to the closest law enforcement place there is and getting a job. So
wow.
Yeah,
they get a raise if they go out in the county, for example?
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
And see, that's ridiculous, because we're losing money training these guys. Plus, we're constantly having to hire and train again.
That's right. Yeah. And it's just a cost that keeps adding up and adding up and adding up. And I think if we increase this multiplier, then we'll see. We'll be able to retain them because we'll be right in line with VRS. VRS is the state's retirement system.
Yeah.
And many, many, many moons ago, before you and I were thought of, they had the city had the option of being a part of ERS or being self-funded. Mm-hmm. Well, back in the 30s, it made more sense to be self-funded right after the Great Depression.
Pay for it ourselves.
That's
yeah.
right. Let's just pay for it ourselves. But it's a different ball game now, and it has been for many, many years. And we need to get everything together and take care of our guys that are taking care of us.
So yes, we should do it, you're saying, but there are options other than maybe an increase in the meals tax?
There are. Yeah, there are other options. You know, and I was quoted in the newspaper as saying that this is the last last thing I want to do is raise this meal tax.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is, for some reason, if we wind up having to do it, I want to cap it right there for 5 years so we can never touch it. We can't keep having our restaurant owners or restaurateurs being tax collectors for us.
Now, if we do it by way of the meals tax, do you think it should just be going to the general fund, or do you think it should be specifically for this purpose?
Well, you know, when it comes in, we'll have to see. You know, I would like to see it go just specifically for this purpose, but I'm not sure that it'll be able to do it. It may have to be channeled through one to get to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. Education and working with the school board, where do you think we are on that? Everybody's been talking about it.
Yeah, you know, well, I think we're in a good place right now. Is there work to be done? Absolutely. Danville still has a lot of challenges, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say that we don't. But the school system, we have worked very well together here in the past few years, leaps and bounds over what I've seen in the past.
Yeah, it came to a head about 2 years ago.
It most certainly
did. And it was back then, it was like, no, you write us the check, we do whatever we want to. But we weren't getting the results from the school system that we needed.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad to hear that's getting better. But is there room for improvement?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's always room for improvement, always. So I think with this, with the onset of the new folks that are coming on, you know, of course, we're going to hate to see Mr. Gould leave because he was a great asset to the city. But I'm excited to see who else is going to step in and take the reins here.
Very good. Anything else in education as you talk to parents in schools that needs to be looked at? Anything that you've said, yes, I'll try to take care of that? Or is a school board relationship sort of the umbrella for everything?
Well, for me, it's the school board relationship's an umbrella, of course. But, you know, school accreditation, that's something that we're going to have to work on. And it's not going to happen just through an elected board. That's going to take everybody. It's going to take you guys out there, the parents, getting involved with your students more. It's going to take a collaboration between council and school board and teachers and principals and students. We're all in this together. One thing I've said over and over and over again is nobody's going to fix us but us. Mm-hmm. We can't look to the outside to come into Danville and fix us. Danville's going to have to fix Danville. If you see a problem, you see something that's wrong, you're going to have to be the change that you want to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And get help from other people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as downtown and the River District, a few different opinions on that in terms of whether or not we should have spent money in the first place and should we spend more in the future? How is it doing? What are your feelings on that?
Well, that's a hot button subject for a lot of people. And for me, I say that the investment that we've put in the River District has paid off threefold and maybe more than that. We've invested, I think, $30 million, and we've seen $197 million of private investment. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Hutch, but I'd like to put my money, $30, in something and get $197 back.
Yeah, I wish y'all let me in that pool about 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So I think now, though, honestly, right now, organically, the River District's going to grow. We can start focusing on other areas of the city because the River District is the heart and soul. The downtown of any city is its heart. It's its heart and soul. So we've got the heart in good shape right now. We're going to let it organically grow. Of course, we're still going to keep our eye on it and make sure everything is in place. But for now, I think it's taken off and it's going to be self-sustainable. So now it's time for us to shift focus to other neighborhoods in the city.
We're talking with James Buckner this morning as we're bringing council candidates to you. I noticed somebody on Facebook, and there are people, and you've met them, who they reach a certain age, they don't want anything to change. They don't know why we're bringing those kinds of restaurants in from the River District because they don't travel a lot. And I heard one of them on Facebook say, well, they're trying to turn this into Seattle. Well, we're not trying to turn it into Seattle. We're trying to do what Seattle has found. And Greensboro, every city, they have found that that's how you revitalize a downtown. That's like saying, I'm using gasoline because I use it in Cleveland. No, you use it because it makes your car run.
Right, absolutely.
So it's what makes a downtown a destination. And also it's what makes people who come in from out of town, a corporate, three or four CEOs and all those people looking at Danville, are we going to provide the kind of social experiences that their professionals are used to? They look at things like that.
Yes, sir. We definitely are. Danville, we've gotten awards for our River District. We're not stopping here. You know, the private sector is going to continue going. They're going to keep on and on and on because they see a viable product there. So why would they not? We got some statistics the other day from our economic development director, Mr. Telly Tucker, that said that they've invested something like improvement and I forget exactly what it was, but the totals were, we've invested, let's say, $80,000, and it's already paid us back in taxes for that area. Property taxes, sales tax has like $1.6 million. Mm-hmm. So it's threefold, man. Everything we're putting in, we're getting back threefold. So that's a heck of an investment.
It wasn't
a heck of a return on investment.
It is, because it wasn't just like beautifying a park and everybody's happier. It's making money now.
You daggone right it is.
It's writing us checks
right
now and will into the future.
Right.
Because it'll become self-sustaining, because the more goes down there, the more is going to wind up going down
and
there.
And there is more coming.
And I also want to remind you, because sometimes we forget about this, when they first started this, there were 2 or 3 people living downtown. Now there are 2,500 or 3,000 living downtown.
Yeah, so when I got on council, there was only 200 people mm-hmm. that were living down there, and that mm-hmm. was at the Dan River Place, right there by the Carrington Pavilion and the Lynn Street Lofts mm-hmm. beside the new fire station.
Yeah.
And now, last count, like you said, there's over 2,500. It's yeah. amazing to see the growth down there.
And when I came to town 25 years ago, there were 2. So
yeah, exactly.
That's an amazing difference.
Is. So I can remember when I was younger that I worked on Bridge Street mm-hmm. with Diamond Tobacco Company. It was my second job out of high school. First one I went to, my dad always said, "You went to Cotton College, son."
Yes.
And I did. I went to work in Schoolfield Mill in Dan River. And then I left there and went to work in the tobacco business. But I say all that because when I was young, you didn't really go down to Craighead Street.
No.
It was no reason for you to be down there after 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Better believe it.
And now...
Now we go to concerts down there.
Let me tell you what, man.
Thousands of people.
And I still hear people today when I'm out in the community, when I'm knocking on doors, if it's on Westover Drive, way out Westover, or anywhere, really. People say, why in the world would I go to Craighead Street at 8 o'clock at night to go to a restaurant? Have y'all lost your minds? I challenge you, if you mm-hmm. haven't been down there, please, for the love of all things holy, go down there and check it out. Just see what all's going on. There are some great things going on down there.
It looks totally different.
It does.
And we've got about a minute here. As you're running for council, in terms of the future and in terms of you anticipating what you want to do on council, what are your one or two biggest things right now that you would like to either begin as an initiative or that's on the table and you want to make sure it gets done?
Well, there's a lot of things on the table that I would love to see get done. Like I said, I was speaking with a guy in the lobby earlier. Danville's started a lot of great things, and historically, Danville has had an issue with they'll start something really, really good mm-hmm. and then just stop. And one of my reasons for joining council in the first place is I wanted to see things through to the end. I wanted to see Danville continue to grow. We set forth 3 goals when we went on a retreat, and we've tried, and we're right on the cusp of it. So the first one we did was reduce violent crime, and we've done a heck of a job with hiring the new police chief. Chief Scott Booth is an amazing man. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to meet him yet, but he's a great guy. He's mm-hmm. going to do great things for this city. Number 2 was improving education, and we're working, like I said, we've built a relationship. We've got a good rapport with the city. The school board and the principals and the teachers, and also build Danville was the third one. Third but not last, because building Danville, building education, and reducing violent crime all go together.
All related.
You grow Danville. You're not going to grow Danville if you don't have the education. People are not going to bring their kids and put them in our schools. If there's no jobs, they're not coming. If we have the jobs, the education has to be good. And there has to be, we got to reduce this violent crime because it's been insane the past couple of years. Love one another. Come on now.
Absolutely. And vote.
Yeah, and vote.
Show definitely. Some love next week.
That's right. Tuesday, May 1st, vote for James Buckner.
That's why you're here.
That's it, man. You didn't think I was going to get that plug in, but there it is.
I was actually waiting for it. It's what you need to say. It's why you're here, buddy.
Shameless self-promotion, man. I'm all about it.
Hey, we all have to do that. I appreciate you coming in, man. Enjoy
it. Thank you so much, Hutch. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.